Sai Ram children, welcome to this week's Children's Hour.
Sai Ram children, and as always, you are listening to us live as we bring you this program from our studios in Prashanti Nilayam, the abode of our beloved Swami.
So children, hope you were all were good children the past 1 week. We are sure you all were. And it's still February, the special month of February. So, shouldn't we start by telling you the answer to the question we asked you last week?
Yes. To quickly remind you of the question, we saw that every year has little more than 365 days. And by adding one day, once in 4 years, we can account for that, right? Mm. That is how years that are divisible by four have 29 days in February, while all other years have only 28 days in February.
Hmm. By the way, the question we asked was, few years like 2100 and 2200 don't have a leap day, 29th on 29th February, even though the year is divisible by 4. Why is that so?
So children, the answer is this. It's simple. Remember we told you it takes the earth 365 days and 6 hours to go around the sun. That's what's called the solar year. But the accurate value is little less than 6 hours. Mm. To be more precise, it is 5 hours, 49 minutes and 16 seconds.
Ooh.
Doesn't seem like much, but if we keep adding one extra day to the year every 4 years, the error results in 3 extra days every 400 years. So we have to remove it, right? So those years that are multiples of 100, like years like 1400, 1500, 1600 and so on, will have a leap year only if it is also divisible by 400. That is why 1600 is a leap year, while 1700, 1800 and 1900 are not. Year 2000 had a leap year, had a leap day, but 2100, 2200 and 2300 will not have. Now, isn't that interesting?
Prem, I think this is more difficult than solving a crossword puzzle and...
That's true.
I'm just not able to understand. And it's so complicated. But two of our children friends have sent us their perfect answer. The first one is Mrinal, who sent us the correct answer last week too. And the other is Little Suparna. Well done, both of you. Shall we have a round of applause for them? And Suparna has a question too. And I think the question is most likely for our doctor. And she asks, how often can I eat chocolates? Is it okay if I eat one bar per day? Hmm. What do you think of this frame?
Oh, it will be difficult for me to say because I too love chocolates. But still, I think one bar of chocolate a day doesn't sound too healthy even for somebody like me.
Hmm. Yes, Suparna. We put your question to Dr. Gopi, who spoke to all of you last week. And he said, at your age, maybe one bar a week would be okay.
Oh, that is so less, isn't it? But children, if you follow it, there's a lot of benefit for you. See, chocolate is a condensed form of sugars and sweeteners. Just to give you an idea, if you take one banana, a normal size banana, it has about 14 grams of sugar, or let's say 3 teaspoons of sugar. Do you have any idea how much sugar a regular bar of chocolate has?
Well, if a big banana has 3 teaspoons, then a bar of chocolate might have about the same. Am I right, Prem?
No, Ganesh. A bar of chocolate has anywhere between 7 to 9 teaspoons of sugar.
Oh, my God. And that's a lot. And if we look at banana, it has so many other nutrients along with that 3 teaspoons of sugar.
Right.
Whereas a bar of chocolate does not even have that. Hmm. So it's really not a good idea to eat so many chocolates.
Right. See children, when we were students, Swami himself used to give us chocolates. So it is not really wrong to have chocolates, but we should know how much we should have.
Yes. When we intake more sugar, we are likely to become obese.
Or fat.
Hmm. Because as we saw things like, as we see things like chocolates are so different in content from naturally occurring sweet eatables like fruits, so our body is not very good at dealing with such a high dose of sugar.
So what happens when we take too much of toffees and chocolates? We tend to grow unhealthy fat. Not only that, too much of chocolates is definitely bad for our teeth too. So children, do have chocolates, but not every day of course.
And if you have a chocolate at night, you must brush your teeth before going to bed. Of course, it is good to brush every night anyways.
But children, as we told you last week, nature is so kind to all of us that it has given us so many interesting things to eat. Why leave them and lose our health eating too much of chocolates and drinking soft drinks and colas?
So, shall we continue our fruit expedition? Are you ready to learn about more fruits and their benefits? Come, last week, let us listen to Dr. Gopi Krishna from the General Hospital speaking about fruits.
Om Sri Sai Ram, offering my humble pranams at the lotus feet of our most beloved Bhagavan. Sai Ram to all of you. Hello children, I hope you are all doing well and enjoying yourself. After listening to the last week talk, I think you are all motivated and enthusiastic to enjoy the different fruits. In continuation of knowing the different fruits and their value, let us continue. Today, we will discuss about some other fruits. Citrus fruits have a special place among the different fruits. Do you know what are these? This includes oranges, lemon, mosambi, santra and bitter oranges. It is a very big family and all these fruits help us by providing different nutritive values and refreshing us. For example, lemon is considered to be an appetizer, that is, it increases the appetite and refreshes a person. Imagine yourself, especially during the summer months, which are fast approaching us. If we have a lemon water, it refreshes us like anything. Usually, this lemon is also taken after breakfast, or breaking the fast, or during festival seasons. Do you know what is the importance of this lemon? It is rich in vitamin C. This vitamin C is very essential for our bones and other things like connective tissue and for our blood vessels. In the deficiency of this vitamin C, we get a special disease called scurvy. In olden days, this scurvy was very prominent for the people who are traveling on the sea because they never used to have fresh fruits. But these Britishers used to carry a lot of lemon in their ships, especially during long voyages. Lemon is also used for cosmetic purpose and for producing aromas also. This lemon has got a good effect on our body during common cold and during loose motions because it has got a lot of vitamin C. Apart from that, lemon is also used in making pickles. So don't forget to have lemon water during the summertime, which will refresh you and also makes you hydrated. Regarding the other fruits, papaya has got a special place. I think many of you will be enjoying having papaya. Do you know the name of this papaya, the botanical name? Carica papaya. It is called by that name. It is a very rich source of vitamin A, which is essential for our sight, that is for our eyes. Apart from that, it is also good for digestion. Pineapple is another fruit which we see usually. It is also called ananas comosus. It has a rich source of vitamin C and B. It is helpful for forming stools and for helping digestion. You know, from that leaves and pine, expensive clothes are also made. Pomegranate is another fruit which has got very long history. It has been written in Bible that King Solomon had an orchard of pomegranates. Even in Harappan civilization also, there were garden and pomegranates were grown in that. You know when we should have this pomegranate plucked from the tree? When you tap on it, it should produce a metallic sound. That means the fruit is ripe and ready to have. This pomegranate is a rich source of vitamin B1, B2 and other B-complex vitamin, which is essential for our body. It is used in desserts and juices. The seed oil has a special property. It is used to kill the bacteria and worms. So, in that case also, pomegranate is used for various purposes. Sapota is another fruit which I think everybody will cherish. It is also called chiku. It is one of the sweet fruits. It is used in preparation of halwa, sweets and milkshakes. You know, the milk of the sapota is used in preparing the chewing gums. So when you are next time having chewing gums, you can remember that there is a contribution of sapota and its milk in that. It is actually a very good source of energy, vitamin A and calcium. Children usually love to have sapota mixed with milk, which is good for nutrition, for refreshment. Usually, those children who are like weak, who are malnourished, should be given sapota every day. Let us learn something about sitafal. It is also called Annona squamosa. Do you know, children, the different names of it? It is also called butter apple, sweet apple and sugar apple. Because it has a buttery taste, it is a good source of phosphorus, fiber and energy. Sitafal wood is also used in making insecticide killer. That means, this is used in preparing drugs which kills the insects. Amla is a special fruit which you may not like, but you should know it. Why we won't like is, when we eat, it produces sour taste. But after eating for some time and when you drink, it gives a very good sensation. You can remember, when you see amla, this is like a good words given by elderly. When we do listen that words, we won't initially like that. But when we put into practice after a certain period of time, we will really enjoy it. So amlas give that example. Do you know the name of this amla? It is called Emblica officinalis. It is one of an important fruit in Ayurveda. It is one of a fruit called Trifala. It has many medical property. If they say, if you want to stay healthy, you should have amla every day. If there is an amla in your palm, a health is in your hand. That is the importance of amla. It is one of the richest source of vitamin C, calcium and iron, which is very essential for our body. So don't forget to have amla. At least one or two, you can keep in your mouth and go on suck over a period of time. That will also refresh you and prevent you from heat strokes, migraine or headaches or feeling little bit sick during journey. Till now, we have been learning about different fruits, their contribution, their importance and not only just the fruit, the different parts of the plant which are useful. Is it not really amazing how God has created different plants and fruits for refreshing ourselves? So that's why we should take care of our health by having good fruits, vegetables, green leafy vegetable, salad, essentially in our food daily. So ask your mom and dad next time to have at least one set of fruit, at least one fruit. Make sure, go on have all kinds of fruit. As you have just learned, each fruit has got its own value. So you should have all kinds of fruit depending upon the seasonal availability. If we look at the different fruits and their values, you want to know which fruit has got the highest, you know, like classroom, who get the first rank, second rank and third rank. In the case of energy, banana stands the first, giving the highest source of energy. And next stands the sitafal and then sapota and jackfruit. So next time when you are feeling tired, after a busy day or from doing a homework or after a play, have a banana or a sitafal or a sapota. Regarding the vitamin C, the first place goes to amla and next goes to guava and papaya. This vitamin C is very essential for our body's immunity, for wound healing, for prevention of common cold. So have an amla every day. And regarding the vitamin A, the first place goes to mango, then orange, and then papaya. You know, among the calcium, different fruits which provides the highest source, lemon stands first, amla and sapota. Now we are going to know something most important regarding the iron. Iron is very important for our blood. Most of our children are having iron deficiency, causing anemia. This anemia will make you sick, not able to concentrate, weak, not able to do the work in classroom, homework, and not able to perform well in the sports. If you want to stay fit, you want to prevent having anemia, you should have this mango, lemon, sapota, sitafal and goa. Most of the children will find it difficult to go to bathroom in the morning times. You know what is the most common cause because of not having fruits in your diet? You should have lot of fruits because they have fiber. You should have green leafy vegetables and salad that will make your intestine clean. To have a plenty of fiber, don't forget to have goa, amla and sitafal. It is said, an apple a day keeps doctors away. It is not just the apple, any fruit, if you have it regularly and daily, it will keep you away from all kinds of diseases, makes you fit, strength, and have a strong mind and intellect and memory. Have fruits and stay healthy. Okay children, I think you really enjoyed listening to all this. Hope you'll have plenty of fruits and I wish you a healthy life and a happy life. Jai Sai Ram.
So wasn't that interesting, children? Mm. The doctor's talk and of course that beautiful song sung by a little child. There's a lot of fruits for us to explore, isn't it? All right. Shall I ask you children a question?
Oh, one more question.
Let's see if you know the answer to this one. But before that, a little fact for you. Do you know that strawberry is actually not a berry? In fact, a banana and a watermelon is a berry, but not a strawberry. Isn't that interesting now? Can you find out and tell us how strawberry got its name if it's not a berry?
Well, that's an interesting one. How did strawberry get its name? And if you know the answer, you know what to do. Mail it to us at listener@radiosci.org. L-I-S-T-E-N-E-R @radiosci.org. Let's see how many of you can get it right this time.
But Ganesh, why should we follow all this diet and food restrictions? Chocolates only once a week. Mm. Don't drink too much soft drinks. We should not eat too much of pizza and burgers and fries. Why can't we just eat whatever we want and enjoy life? Isn't life meant to have fun?
That's a very good one. Yes, Prem. Life is have to fun. Yeah, we have to make fun. But life is not meant just to enjoy. We must also find, in the end, true joy.
Mm.
And for this long journey, it is important to keep our bodies healthy. And for that, we must have discipline in food and in every single aspect of life.
Hmm, that's true. In fact, I'm reminded of a beautiful explanation a teacher gave me in college.
Hmm.
There was this large lake in a town, and about 50 kilometers away, there was another town where there were people living.
Hmm.
And this town was in a little lower level.
Hmm.
Now, how can you take this water from this lake to that town?
Hmm. Okay, we can dig a canal, and if the town is lower in level,
right,
the water will flow to the town.
Right, and that's exactly what they did.
Hmm.
But when they let the water flow through the canal, a lot of water was lost because of seepage, and the water did not reach the town.
Oh, yes, yes, yes. A lot of water will be wasted that way. We can cement the canal to stop the seepage.
Yes, that's a good idea. And that's what they did too. But even then, little water was seeping through the very, very thin layer of cement, and very less water was reaching the town.
Mm. Oh, then we must do waterproofing. That should help, right?
Well, that's true. But what about the sun? Wouldn't water be lost due to evaporation? So still, water reaching the town was just not sufficient.
Oh, then we must cover the canal or have the water flow through covered pipes.
Yes, Ganesh, yes. My teacher told me, see, to take water to a far distance, you do all this to ensure that water is not wasted in the journey through seepage and evaporation. Similarly, when we have a long life to live and a lot of things to achieve, can we afford to lose our health and energy in the journey?
Mm.
Shouldn't we ensure that we are able to sustain ourselves till we reach the goal of life?
Wow, that's a very good example. Yes, children, you all want to achieve something in life, isn't it? For that, good health is very, very important. And for that, discipline is all the more important.
Mm. And talking about loss of energy, do you know, Ganesh, there is another way we lose our energy almost every day.
Yes, we all lose energy when we get very, very angry, isn't it? So, isn't controlling anger too an important discipline?
But before that, let us understand how harmful anger is.
Mm.
And what better way to learn that than through an interesting story?
Yes, children. So, are you all eager and ready to listen to Sumana Madam's story about anger? Listen carefully. It's very important to understand the disadvantages of anger.
Saram children, this week in the story time, let us try to understand a very common emotion all of us have. Anger. Why do we shout in anger? Let me tell you a story on relationships. A saint, visiting River Ganges to take bath, found a group of family members on the banks shouting in anger at each other. He turned to his disciples, smiled and asked, "Why do people in anger shout at each other?" The disciples thought for a while, then one of them answered, "Because we lose our calm, we shout." "But why should you shout when the other person is just next to you? You can as well tell him what you have to say in a soft manner," asked the saint. The disciples gave so many answers, but none were satisfactory. Finally, the saint explained, "When two people are angry at each other, their hearts get distanced a lot. To cover that distance, they must shout to be able to hear each other. The angrier they are, the stronger force they will use to shout to hear each other to cover that greater distance of their hearts. But what happens when two people like each other? They don't shout at each other but talk softly because their hearts are very close and there is good understanding." Next, what is anger? It is a chain of simultaneous mind and body reactions in situations of defense or threat. It takes just 1/30th of a second for the reaction to occur. If a circle represents 1 second, you divide it into 30 parts. Then one part is 1/30th of that second, which is the quickness with which we respond when in anger. There is a chemical adrenaline hormone rush in the body. This causes some changes that you can observe, like shortness of breath, you breathe very fast. Then there is tightening of the muscles in the hands, shoulders and stomach. Voice is loud and you scream. This is how we are in anger. And Bhagwan Baba warned us, if you get angry once, the energy gained by you from the food consumed over 3 months will be destroyed. Not merely that, it also boils your blood, which will take nearly 3 months to cool down. What a harm we do to ourselves, isn't it, kids? So how do we overcome this anger? Let us learn from this father who taught his son how to control anger. There was a boy. He was smart, talented and handsome. However, he was very selfish and his temper, don't ask, it was so difficult that nobody wanted to be friends with him. Often he got so angry and said various hurtful things, so his classmates avoided him completely. The boy's parents were very concerned about this bad temper of his. They considered what they could do, and one day the father had an idea. He called his son and gave him a hammer and a bag of nails. Kids, wondering what on earth the hammer and nails had to do with the boy's temper? Listen further. The father said, "Son, every time you get angry, take a nail and drive it into that old fence as hard as you can with that hammer." Now the boy was left wondering, But he agreed to remember and do that. Maybe he was calm and in his senses that time. But the very next day he had a big fight with his sister. He was so furious. Just then he remembered his father's instruction and went out to drive a nail in the fence. My, the fence was so tough and the hammer was so heavy, but the boy was so furious that he nailed it. And during the first day itself, he had 37 nails hammered into that fence. That means he had lost his temper 37 times that day. But slowly, the boy started to understand that controlling his temper was easier than driving nails into that fence. So after that day, day after day, week after week, the number of nails he was driving into the fence per day was gradually decreasing, because he was becoming calmer and wasn't getting angry easily. One day, the boy didn't need the hammer and the nails anymore, as he had learned to hold his temper perfectly. So he came to his father and told about his achievement. His father was very happy, patted him and gave him another task from then on. So what was that? The father instructed him, "Son, each day when you have controlled your temper all day long, pull out one nail that you have driven into that fence." Isn't that strange, children? What on earth was the father trying to teach his son? Okay, let us see. The boy, whose anger was much under control, now started the undoing process of removing the nails. Much time had passed. At last, he pulled out the last nail, and he was so proud of himself, as all the nails had been removed from the fence by now. He came to his father and told him. Father was glad, but had to teach his son a very important lesson. So he offered to come and take a careful look at the fence. You did a very good job, my son. But just pay attention to all those holes that are left on the fence from the nails. Can the fence be the same? Never. The same happens when you say hurtful things to people. Your words leave scars in their hearts, just like those holes in the fence. Saying you're very sorry after you have hurt someone may heal the wound, but the scar of the wound will not disappear. Remember, we need to treat everyone with love and respect. Children, wasn't that a great lesson we need to remember? So how do we control our anger? Swami gives us some techniques to control anger, like, as soon as anger comes, just consciously remember to look into the mirror and see your face. There will be such a frown on the face, you may wonder, who is that staring at me? That's not me, surely. And next time anger pops its ugly head, you will be very, very conscious. Another tip. Take a few deep breaths before any angry word escapes from the mouth. This will calm you down. Okay, children, hope you all enjoyed the story, and remember the fence with the holes next time anger comes. Now, it's Sairam and bye from me.
Wasn't that an interesting story, children? And an important lesson too.
If you are a pleasant person who is calm and does not get angry, people will like you a lot. Others will like to be friends with you. And think for yourself, would you like to sit next to a boy or girl in school who is always shouting in anger or throwing things around when irritated? No, right? So shouldn't you also try not to be short-tempered?
And children, this age is a good time to learn all these lessons. So, when you grow up, you'll be good, pleasant and friendly people whom all will love. people will be happy when you are around.
And maybe sometime in the future, we'll teach you more ways by which you can learn to control your anger.
Hmm.
Some interesting techniques that Swami himself has taught to his students.
But that way we'll have to wait for another day, because it's time now for the most special event of this hour, the children's conversation.
Oh yes.
We had a conversation from another little friend from Canada, Satisai School. Prem had a conversation with her.
Yes, and she was quite scared to be put before a mic. But it was quite interesting to talk to her, and she had a very interesting ambition too. Hope you all will enjoy this conversation.
So here it is, children. Conversation with little Vani from the Satisai School, Toronto, Canada.
Sairam Vanishri.
Sairam.
Thank you for coming on our show.
You're welcome.
And this is the first time you're coming to India and to Prashanti, right?
Yes.
How are you enjoying your trip?
So far it's good.
Till you came into the studio?
Yes.
You're nodding yes. Okay. So, how's India? Let me ask you that first. Did you like India?
Yes.
Did you come straight to Prashanti or did you go elsewhere?
I stopped in Abu Dhabi.
Okay.
And then I just stayed there for one day, then I came here.
So how is India different from Canada? It's hot, of course. Anything else?
There's poor people, but there's a lot of poor people in India than Canada.
Mm-hmm.
And that's it.
So did you meet a lot of Indians?
Yes.
So how are Indians different from Canadians?
They speak a different language.
Okay.
They have Bindis and Canadians don't. And they have bangles and different skin from Canadian people.
Okay. So which class do you go to, Vani?
Grade 2.
Grade 2.
And I used to go to hip hop dancing.
Mm-hmm.
And I used to go swimming. And
you know to swim?
Yes.
So you swim without any guide?
When I'm in the deep end, then I need a lot of help.
Okay. But you know to swim though?
Yes.
Okay, so you enjoy swimming?
Yes.
But isn't the water in Canada cold? How do you swim there?
Some of it is warm and cold. So when it's cold, you just wash your face.
Mm-hmm.
Then you won't feel it anymore.
Okay. So when are you going back to Canada? Are you getting back?
I'm going to stay in Prashanti until the 29th.
Okay.
And then I'm going to Kerala, and then I'm going to go back to Bangalore, and I'm going to stop in Abu Dhabi, then I'm going to go to Canada.
So when will you be back in Canada? First week of January? You're celebrating New Year in Kerala?
Yeah.
Celebrating New Year in Kerala? That's going to be fun. Are you excited?
Yes.
Kerala is a very beautiful place.
And we're going to have a tour there.
Okay. You have relatives staying there?
Mm-mm.
No.
No.
So how are you planning to celebrate your New Year? Any plans?
Buying gifts to take home for my sister and my grandma.
Okay. You like shopping?
Yeah.
Love shopping?
Yes.
So, made your list?
No.
No.
I'm just going to buy whatever I see that's good. I'm cheap.
Okay. What's so special about a New Year? Are you excited about a New Year?
If I'm going home to Canada and I spend New Year's with my whole entire family, that will be interesting.
Okay. But you're not excited about New Year in Kerala?
No. I'm sort of.
It's a different experience. You're not sure whether it's going to be nice or not, is it?
I'm not sure.
Okay. So when you go back home, people will ask you, what did you do in India? So what would you tell them?
I'll tell them I went to Kerala, and I met friends. I made friends, not met friends, and I did a play. I went on tour, and that's it.
So what are you doing in the play this? I think it's on the 26th, right?
Yeah.
So what are you doing in the play?
I'm a muskrat.
Okay.
It's a scene about nonviolence, and I'm in the I'm an angel with my sister, and I do an offering.
What is an angel?
An angel. It's a fairy that comes when baby Jesus was born.
Okay. What's the difference between an angel and a normal person?
They have wings.
Okay.
They have those circle things on their head.
Okay.
And they can fly.
So do you like to be an angel?
Yes.
And you know, they generally say when you meet an angel, the angel gives you wishes. You heard of that? You read in fairy tales?
No.
Generally, the angels will come and give you, grant you three wishes. Okay? So an angel comes before you, says, I'm going to give you three wishes. What will you wish for?
I'll wish for pandas to be everywhere.
Pandas to be everywhere? Okay, that's interesting.
And I'll face my fear and I'll fly.
What's the second one?
Face my fear.
And face your fear, okay.
And the last one is, I want to fly.
Fly, okay. So let's say you can fly, granted. Where will you fly to?
China.
China, where there are more pandas. What's so nice about pandas for you?
They're fluffy. They're squishable. And they eat bamboo.
So you like eating bamboo?
No. I just like what they eat because it's so interesting.
You like animals?
Yes. Yes.
You have a lot of animals in Canada?
Yes.
So what's your favorite animal other than the panda?
A dog.
Dogs? You have a lot of dogs in Prashanthi here. Yeah? You like them?
My mom tells me not to touch them because I might get allergies. But I just want to squish their face.
So you like pets, you like animals.
Yes. I have 4 hermit crabs at home. We bought them from the store. And we don't really take care of them, but they're still alive. That's what I don't get. Before, we used to be so interested in them, but now we're just like, no, we're not.
Why so?
It's because we have other things on our mind, dancing, TV, well, my sisters, and singing, and doing the homework.
They must be getting bored.
Yeah. Once, one of them, we had a bigger tank, it was like bigger than the one that we have now. And there was, like, glue at the end. So one of them, he climbed up all the way to the top. And then he got out of his cage because the top was, like, not covered. And then we were looking for him the whole entire time. And then finally we found him inside the sink.
So then after that you put the lid.
Yeah.
Then what other animals do you like? Do you like kittens?
No.
You don't like kittens? You like dogs more than kittens?
Yeah.
Dogs are more friendly, right? Compared to cats. So, are you a friendly person?
Yes.
You make a lot of friends?
Yeah.
Do you make a lot of friends here?
I only met, I told you that I met 2 before. And I met 3. But they're not my friend. I just met them. That's it.
So You like being with friends?
Yes.
Why do you like being with friends?
Because they're kind and they can have your back all the time.
They can?
Have your back all the time.
Okay.
And you can have theirs.
So you've had some friends who've been very helpful to you?
Yes.
What do they do to you? What kind of help did they do to you?
Whenever I get hurt, they always help me to get a bandage. But I tell them no, but they just carry me to get one.
Well, that's so sweet. So you return the favor too?
Yeah.
So when you grow up, what are you going to become?
A hip-hop dancer.
A hip-hop dancer, that's very interesting. So you're learning hip-hop?
Yes.
So you want to be a dancer?
Yes.
What's nice about dancing?
Because you can mix like a lot of things, like you get to mix a lot of styles up and then it comes into like a perfect piece.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Why do you enjoy dancing? Why not singing? Why not sitting in one place and doing something like singing or drawing something? Dancing is tiring, isn't it?
Yes. But it's just a fun thing to do all the time because singing is fun too and okay. Drawing a picture. But people have different things that they like and mine is hip-hop dancing.
But you don't know why?
No.
You don't get tired while you dance? You play any games?
I play tag and hide and go seek and basketball. I played at summer camp.
You like to play games indoors or you like to play games outdoors?
Indoor.
Indoors. Video games?
No.
You don't like video games?
No.
Why?
Because they can like, you can just like watch them for the whole entire time and then instead of doing other things to do.
Kind of takes away all your time?
Yeah.
You really don't like video games?
No.
So nice actually. Then what else do you like to do indoors? What other indoor games are there? You like to play chess? Do you play mm-hmm. chess? You do?
Yeah.
That's a really complicated game.
And sometimes we have this like, we have this basement that's really big, so we just play tag there.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes we climb on things, and then we still don't fall down. Once I climbed on the couch,
mm-hmm.
like, and then since I didn't want my sister to get me, I still didn't fall down.
Mm-hmm. So do you like your school?
Yes.
Why do you like your school?
Because the teachers are funny and they're fun. They have fun things to do with us.
Do you never cry going to school?
No.
You enjoy going to school?
Yes.
You're always happy?
Yes.
So shall we tell your teachers to have school on Saturday and Sunday too?
Well, we do play practices on Saturday. That's it.
So, since you like school so much, we'll tell them we'll have school all through the week.
Yeah.
Monday to Sunday.
Well.
It's okay?
Saturday and Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday, and Friday.
Not Sunday.
No.
So what do you do on a Sunday? So special that you don't want to give it away to the school?
Because I like to go to downtown
mm-hmm.
and visit my nanny's place because we don't go there in a long time.
Mm-hmm. So every Sunday you go to meet her?
Yeah, Sunday and Saturday. But Saturdays we don't get to do much. We just get to stay in the house and play. Saturdays we get to go out and play and play tag and play hide and go seek and a lot of fun things.
So you won't give Sunday to school?
No.
I'm going to tell your teacher that. One, you wouldn't come for Sunday school for anything.
No.
Hmm? What if your teacher asks the fairy for the wish, let's have school on Sunday?
I don't know what to say.
So you're going to become a hip-hop dancer?
Mm-hmm.
Hmm? You write also hip-hop?
No.
Hip-hop doesn't have a special kind of music. Mm. You dance for any music?
I dance to all the hip-hop music, mm-hmm. So I don't have a special one.
You like hip-hop music?
Mm-hmm.
You don't like soft music, slow music?
Mm-mm.
No?
No.
Why?
I don't know. It's just the reason that I have.
So we're going to play some hip-hop music for you and you're going to dance now?
No.
Okay, you're lucky that this is the radio and so you don't have to dance. Thank you, Vani, for talking to us.
Thank you.
It's nice
too.
Talking to you.
Thank you.
So have a nice trip with Prashanthi.
Thank you.
Sayam.
Sayam.
As always, I'm sure you all enjoyed our guest of the day. We are looking forward to having a conversation with many more of you in the days to come.
So what did you think about today's program, children? Is there anything you want us to add to this children's program? I'm sure you will be the best people to tell us what can make this program interesting for you.
Mm.
After all, it is for you. So you can write in your suggestions to listener@radiosci.org. That is listener@radiosci.org. Or take the help of your mother or father to send us the mail.
Mm. And don't forget to send us the answer if you know it. Do you remember the question? How did strawberries get its name?
Let's see if any of you get the answer to that one. And we will be looking forward to listening from all of you.
So children, till we meet you next week, it's Sai Ram from all of us at Radio Sai.
Good night, children. Sai Ram.